Books on Tape presents Queen of the Underworld by Gail Godwin, read by Carrington McDuffie. Part 1. Caminante. No hay camino. Se hace camino al andar. Wayfarer, there is no road. You make the road as you go. Antonio Machado, Proverbios y Cantares, 34. Chapter 1. Now I had graduated on this bright June Saturday in 1959, and few were the obstacles left between me and my getaway train to Miami, obstacles that nevertheless must be cunningly surmounted. "Emma, you ride in front with Earl," said Mother, as expected. "I'll sit in back and reminisce a little more about my time here in Paradise." "Oh," challenged Earl. "What does that make the rest of your life, then, a come-down?"
"The rest of my life is still in progress," Mother lightly countered, making room for herself among my college leftovers that were going back to the mountains with them. "Ask me again in 30 or 40 years." We began the winding descent out of Chapel Hill, as 7 years earlier, the three of us, with my mother's new husband at the wheel, had begun another descent into a new life. Only this time, they would be dropping me off within the hour at the Seaboard Station in Raleigh. My journey as part of this family unit would soon be at an end. Happily, my train to Miami left at 1:15, so a farewell lunch had been out of the question, a circumstance diminishing that much further the chance of a last-minute blow-up with Earl. But still, I was on my guard.